As the Security Council was convened, Russia was already signalling it was about to declare victory in the four referenda in eastern Ukraine. But the UN's political chief made it clear those votes had no legitimacy in international law.
They cannot be called a genuine expression of the popular will.
Speaking to the Security Council for the fourth time since the Russian invasion in February, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called for Russia to be kicked out of all international organizations, including the UN.
The implementation of the so-called Crimean scenario and another attempt to annex Ukrainian territory will mean that there is nothing to talk about with this president of Russia. Annexation is the kind of move that puts him alone against the whole of humanity.
Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, warned these referenda may not be the last.
Now Kyiv is being rejected not only by the people of Crimea and Donbas, but Kherson and Zaporizhzhia region. This process is going to continue if Kyiv does not recognize its mistake and its strategic errors.
That this process could continue.
After the meeting, I got reaction to that from the U.S. ambassador.
They did it in 2014, and now they're doing it again. So I have no doubts in my mind that they will attempt to do it, and that's why it's so important that we stand against this immediately.
Ambassador Thomas Greenfield says she plans to bring a draft resolution condemning Russia to a vote in the Security Council as early as the end of this week. Russia then would clearly use its veto, but the US and its allies are then planning to bring things to all 193 members of the UN at the General Assembly. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, of the United Nations.